All right, so we're going to learn the Daf Zayin tonight, hopefully together, with everybody's help. And I guess we're going to try to do a couple things. First of all, we're going to just discuss a little bit about Bitlo. We're going to discuss a little bit, a couple of Inyanim, and we're going to revisit a couple of Inyanim we discussed last week with the Shlomo Zoshos, right? On Kimo Volkimo. And then we're going, I want to go through all the, over the last week or two, in the two Dapim, there have been, 10 Averis that are Nitkel Asay, kind of summarize, go through each one and discuss what the bottom line is, let's say, especially according to Shitas Rambam, and hopefully we'll come out with a couple of ideas about Lav and Nitkel Asay in general. So that is the game plan. So just to recap, the Machlokas was Kimo, Bitlo, as Shlomo explained to us last week, there's really a Machlokas Rishonim, who holds what between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So let's say if you go, right, so Kimo v'lo kimo means that basically a person has done the Avera, and the issue of Nav Nitak L'Asei is he has a way of absolving himself from the Malkos. You basically say to him, here, you did the Avera, you're Chayim Malkos, but you could get out of the Malkos if you do the Mitzvah, okay? Now, at what point do we determine you haven't done the Mitzvah, and at what point do we say, that's it, we gave up on you, and you're Chayim Malkos? We're going to discuss that in a moment. That seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim. But that's the idea of Kimo v'Kimo. You've done the Avera, the Malkus is there, and the question is, are you going to get the Malkus, or are you going to be able to absolve yourself of the Malkus by doing the Mitzvah in lieu of the Malkus? Bitlo, as the Gemara made clear in Tezvav, and even more in Tezayin, is a situation where a person did the Avera, and then he himself was the Mevatel of Mitzvah Saseh B'Yadayim. Right? That's the only time he's going to get Malkus. If you hold Bitlo, until you are Mevatel of Mitzvah Saseh B'Yadayim, you were going to get Malkus. The Gemara ended up saying there are only two cases where the Shitas who say Bitlo are going to get Malkus, and that is the Shulcha Khan, when you take the eggs and then you yourself kill the mother, or you take the mother's wings off, etc. Then you yourself have done the Avera and you're Bitlo, then you get Malkus. Or the other, alternatively, in the case of they ruled out Ones. So in the case of Peah, when you yourself harvest the wheat, and then you either grind it into flour, according to some Tanaim, that itself is, that's it, you can't be kind of mitzvah, or even according to Rabbi Shmuel, when you turn into dough, eat the dough, at that point, there's you yourself or Mevatel, say, B'yadayim, and there's no way anymore you could be kind of mitzvah. Okay, so the one issue I wanted to address in that question is, when do you give the Hasra? Okay, according to the Man Domer, it says, Bitlo, right? Which, according to Rashi, is Rabbi Yochanan. According to other Rishonim, is Rish Lakish. When do you give the Asra? So let's say you see a guy who's about to cut his harvest his field, right? And that's an issue of the Yeraisa. Or you see the guy about to take the eggs without sending the mother away. That's the issue of the Yeraisa. Emel Abanim. So when do you give him the Asra? Do you give him the Asra at the time of the Lav? That was Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is, Rashi says explicitly, we'll just look inside for a moment. It's the last, it's Rashi and Tezvavim Beis. Rashi and Dira Masel Vereish Lakish Savar, Hasrav Safeg Oshma Asra. And about halfway through the Rashi, Rashi is the Olam Asra B'Shash Overal Azarasa Beinan. You are required to be Masra at the time that you're over in the Avera. In other words, at the time you harvest the field, at the time you take the eggs. And even if it's telling somebody else, you, in order, and the Bitul Asay, you have to be give Hasra at the time of the Asiyas Avera. That's Rashi Shita. It makes a lot of sense, right? Okay. So I wanted to start off with the Ritva. This is in the first source. And look in the second paragraph of the Ritva.
But the Lav is not what's causing the Malkus here. It's the Bitul Asay that's causing the
Right.
Malkus.
That's a good point. But Rashi understands it. But Rashi nevertheless says, right, the Hasra has to be B'shas Asiyas Avera. Right. Okay? He brings a Raya from a Gemara, a case in Shavuos, right, where if a person makes a Tanai, but we, so I mean, we don't, right, about the Kikar. Right? If a person says, I'm not going to, if I eat this bagel, I'm not going to eat this Danish. So when did you give him the Hasra? You gave him the Hasra before you did the Isser. That's the Raya Rashi brings. But that's Rashi's opinion. Rashi's opinion is you have to give him Asra, B'shas Asiyas Avera. Look in the Ritva, look where I kind of put it in bold and underline, italicized, just to get the point across. The Ritva says, in the first one here in the second paragraph, Alvel man detoni bitlo v'lo bitlo, Habiyasaras Vadai, right? The Ritva switches around. The Ritva holds that the Shita says Kimo has Asura Savik, etc., and Kimo has the opposite. But he says Mandar Bidlo has to be Asura's Vadai. Why? Why, according to him, he requires Asura's Vadai. Why? The Masrinan Bay Bishas Bitul Asay. The time you give him Asura is at the time that you're Mavatal Yasay. Sheim Yevatel, Yeschaya Malkus. Al Halavu Mafreya. That if he's Mavatal, the Mrs. Asay, he's going to be Chaya Malkus Mafreya. The Hashtu, the Motas Man Chiyuva. That is the time that the Chaya Malkus kicks in.
So if you see a guy, he takes the eggs away, right?
Yep.
And you didn't give him Asura, and now he's getting ready to break the mother's wing.
Yep.
And you say to him, if you break that wing, you're going to be Chayav Malkus, because you're going to be by Bitle Bolei Bitle.
Exactly, exactly. So that's a very big machlokas, right? Very big machlokas between Rashi and the Ritva. When do you give Asura, according to Mandar, it says Bitle Bolei Bitle? Rashi says you give it to him at the time of the lav. And the Ritva says you give it to him at the time of the Bitul Asay. So how do you explain this Machlokas? So it seems
are there Mandarim in the hold you need to give Asura by both? Is there a sheet?
Oh, the Rav, Salvechik, he points out that it could be according to, maybe we'll see the Rambam a little bit as we go through the Rambams, he wants to suggest it could be according to the Rambam, you have to do it at both.
By both.
That's the way the Rambam might understand it. I mean, the Rambam happens, right? So that's a good point. The Rambam holds Kimo, but he does make that suggestion. I don't think any Rishonim say it before Beferish, but he makes an argument of Pisvara why that should possibly be the case. So, to explain this machlokas, I think it's really could be understood by based on, when, according to the man, the Amar, bitl, what is the relate? Obviously, the only way to get malchus, you have to do the Avera, and then you have to personally be mevatel the Asay B'Yadayim. Right? You have to take the eggs, and you have to personally kill the mother, take the wing, cut the wings off the mother. Right? How do you understand the relationship between the two? So let's look very, very carefully in the Lashonos.
And remembering also this point, that if you divorce the woman, right,
mm-hmm.
and then she dies, and you can't remarry her, it's not your fault.
It's not bitl or bitl. According to bitl or bitl, you will not be chayav malchus.
Right.
100%.
So it's one of the elements of the Avera is that you, if it's a lavanita klase, that you, if you hold bitle, that you did the Avera, and you were mavatl, not
exactly.
That you... Not that you didn't do the kiyum of dase,
right?
But that you were mevatel.
Exactly.
Dase,
right?
Therefore, it's somewhat logical if those are all the elements of the avera, right?
Right. It's somewhat logical that what that
the
hasra
would be at dase.
Definitely, 100%. Rashi entertains it, but he says he proves from a Gemara can't be okay. The Gemara is technical. They explain whether Gemara is relevant or not. In other words, the Ritva will be able to deal with the Gemara. But he brings them in that Gemara in Shavuos about the Tanai by if I eat this kikar, Michayev eat the other kikar. So let's look very, very carefully in how the Rashi understands the opinion of the Man Damer who says bitul or bitul. Let's go back to Tezvavim and Aleph for one moment. And the last Rashi in Tezvavim and Aleph. Ve'hani chomad etani. So what I want to focus on is in the seventh line of the seventh wide line, in the middle of the seventh wide line. Okay, Hanichu Aman Tanya Kaman Belav Hanita Klase. According to Mandomer, says Bitul 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 Sase Chayev Alav Lo Bitul Sase Potter. So Rashi says Shehalav Talui BeBitul Sase. The lav is totally in the Bitul Sase. Ve'ino Nigmar Achivatul Sase BeYadayim. Okay, the lab is not complete until you're mevatel sebi adayim bitul olam shoyis kol chayimot. So the way I think we could read Rashi, I think we read this last week, is that really primarily the lab, sending away the eggs is the avera, right? Or be machal peasodcha is the avera, but there's a tnai attached to it, right? There's a tnai attached to it, and the tnai attached to it is the bitul sebi adayim. But the lab is there. It just needs a condition to happen for the lab to kick in. The lab has been created, so to speak. The lab is there. The lab is there completely, even. But the lab cannot fully kick in, cannot land and take a place in Mechaya Malkus until the assay has been done.
So maybe according
Shalav talui bebitul assay ve'ino nigmar shivatul assay.
What would happen if you take the eggs? and you send a shliach to bimavato the asay to take the, to clip the wings off, would you say in shliach advera vera?
Would that be?
I mean, you can't be chayav malchus, right?
In shliach advera vera is because there are the red talmud the ring mishayman that the maisa is not mesiachus to the shaleach.
Right.
So you would say there also, right? Because. Except it's not his avera. That's the difference. If I tell you go and eat nevela, right?
Right.
So you're not eating nevela for me.
Right. The shliach's not doing an avera by clipping the wings.
Right. Because
he didn't send the way.
So there maybe there's no divri arab, divri atama, divri mishayim. He's not usher to do it. So therefore, maybe it would be nesiachas to the mshalach. It would be a svara why.
But if he's not doing anything wrong, then what's being the siyachas?
I'm wondering just generally, what is, suppose somebody walked 3 amos carrying something in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, right? And then you give him Asra, and you say, if you walk 1 more amma, you're going to be chayav misa, right?
Do you have to do it at the beginning of the
year? You have to do it at the, in other words, is that like Tully and Chatzi Shiras and Renatayro, or... Mm. Is that like he already did the Isser?
Right. The Rav discusses this. I didn't completely understand, but he discusses that point, I think.
Right. Or you're eating chaser, but you didn't swallow it. You're chewing it. Like you have to, before he puts it in his mouth, because the Maisaver is to chew it and swallow it.
Right.
Yep. If he would chew it and he never swallows anything and he spits it out, he's not over the Avera.
Right.
Right. So is it enough to.
So it's like over lasias, and when you, if you do it in the middle of,
I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. Okay, so that just came back to Rashi. So Rashi seems to say, Rashi seems to say that. I mean, again, just to read the words one more time. Shalav toli bebit lasay. The lav is toli bebit lasay. Ino nigmar chivato. The lav is primarily there. The lav has been created. Just there's no gemar lav, right? Until the bit lasay. Look how the Ritva formulates it. The Ritva formulates it.
So is that like chewing and swallowing? Chewing the chazer and swallowing the...
I would say chewing and swallowing is that if you haven't swallowed, right, then you haven't... the lab's not even there. In other words, Rashi's, the lab is there, just not nigmar. I'd say if you chew and spit it out, you haven't swallowed it.
If you swallow without chewing it, it's not derech achila. It's also not.
Okay, fine, but that's not derech... That's the chisor of the ma'is achila, then, I would think, no?
So I'm saying this is all part of, it's part of the maisa of eating chaser, is that you chew it and then you swallow it.
Right, but if you chew it and then spit it out, don't swallow it.
Right, and if you walk 3 amas and then you...
That's chatzishir, right. So, but here it's more than that. That's what I'm trying to say. According to Rashi, I believe, this is my understanding, according to Rashi, taking the eggs, being mechal piyah sadcha, is more than just chewing and not swallowing. Lamaisa, the lab, the tzur of the lab is there.
So
there's
you,
no gemar lav.
You did the lav, but you didn't get the punishment. I mean,
you did I would say you did the lav, but it didn't. But it didn't click yet. In other words, all the elements of a lav have been done, but it's predicated on the fact that there's also bitul asebi.
So this is also a question about bechal on other things too. Is it? Are we saying that to get malchus you have to be mavatal it? But does, in other words, the guy who divorced the Anusa, and then she died.
Right.
Right?
That's according to Kima Bulakim, right?
But according...
Bitlo.
According to Bitlo, right?
According to Bitlo,
Bitlo. The guy, and he comes to you, and it's Arabian Kippur, he says, I have to say Vidoy for
you. Right.
Right? If you say the Peshat is he didn't finish the Avera.
Right.
Right? He chewed, but he didn't swallow. It's like he walked 3 Amos, he didn't walk 4 Amos.
Right.
So, but the Pashtus is, he did the Avera, but the punishment... The malchus is
okay. So again, the lashon is
shall. You think that the avera is that he was megarish.
But again, the lashon Rashi shall.
Yeah.
No, but again, the lashon is shahalav toli bebitul asay ve'eino nigmar chivatul sasei be'adaim. Eino nigmar. So we can't. Or those words eino nigmar seem to say.
It's not nigmar.
What? The lav. It says the lav. Halav toli bebitul asay ve'eino nigmar chivatul. It's talking about the lav.
So you would say if you hold bitlay, you don't have to do tshuva because...
We'll discuss that soon.
Okay.
But I think that basically the tzur of the lav is there. All the elements of the lav have been done. All the elements have been done. But there's no gemir. And I agree. Ultimately, it's about the
Rashi. Rashi shita is not like the ritva. Rashi holds you have to give him the hashtag before he begins to.
Wait till you see the ritva though. Wait till you see the ritva formulation though. Like, okay, let's look in the ritva for a minute. You'll see the ritva goes so much further than that. And when the ritva says, look in the second area where I bold and italicize, etc. Underlined. Aval bitul asay shenitek belosa asay. The nitlobo malkuso shalosa say, right? When the situation of according to my notes, a bitlo is nitlobo asay, and you're mevatel the asay biadayim, right? Megufo shalosa sayhu. It's part of the tzura of the losa say itself. Chashuv linyan asra ki ikaro shalav zeh akasuv tol baasay zel malkus. And again, I'm trying to explain that Rashi seems. It's hard for me to accept.
That's not Rashi Shita, that's the Ritva.
Exactly, no. The Ritva is going even a step further. Okay, let's put it this way. The three ways of looking at it. You guys are trying to suggest, and maybe you're right, I just don't see how it fits into Rashi. You guys are trying to suggest that the lab is completely done according to Rashi. But the bitul asay is the t'nai in receiving the malchus. Right? That's what you guys are trying to say in Rashi. Right? Yeah. I'm trying to go a little bit further and say, because just based on the reading of Rashi, that the lav, the elements of the lav are done, but the lav cannot, there's no like chalos the lav. The lav cannot take hold to ultimately be mechayev malchus. It's not been complete because there's a t'nai in the chalos of the lav. The elements of the lav are done, there's a t'nai in the chalos of the lav. And the ritva is going even a step further. The ritva is saying the bitul asay is part of the elements of the lav. Okay? So either we could all agree in the ritva. The ritva is saying that the bitul asay is. What are the elements of taking latikach imal banim? The elements of latikach imal banim, according to Rashi, will be, we could all agree on that, the elements are taking the eggs before you send the mother. According to Rashi, that's it. Okay? Everybody could agree on that, I think, right? The debate we're having in understanding Rashi is, what role does the bitul asay of killing the mother bird play? So I'm going to tie into you guys are going to tie into the role is going to be that's what's a t'nai in the chi of malchus kicking in.
See,
I'm going to argue that's what's a t'nai of the gemar halav to kick in.
See,
the lav has been done, but the gemar halav, in order for the lav to really be chal, that's what's going to be cry. Right?
It's not a king and it's not a chalais. It's a maisa avera, right? Did you do the avera? You didn't do the avera.
If you read the word shalav talibutah say like in its own, mm-hmm. I hear what he's saying. But if you read the three lines of Rashi all together,
okay.
I don't think that Rashi's saying that the nigmar is going on the lav itself. He's going back to two lines earlier when he's talking about malchus, that the nigmar of this whole incident is totally in the asay. I don't think he's you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's read again. Let's all read again.
Is that good?
Nigmar
is going on the Malkus part.
It says Shahalav Toli Bivitul Asay. Okay, to me, it was partially this way, but tells you guys the other way, it's fine. The main point is, I'm trying to bring out that we all agree on the Ritva's pshat, right? Yeah. The Ritva's pshat.
In other words, it's not like the Torah says, don't take the eggs and break the mother's wing. That's not what the Torah doesn't say. It says, don't take the eggs without sending the mother away.
I hear you, but look at the Ritva again. Right? Let's read the Ritva.
You're changing the way you're learning it. You're changing the.
In Rashi or in the Ritva?
The Chumash I'm talking about. Uh-huh. The Chumash says, Leisikachayim al abanim, right? Shalach to shalach asayim, asabanim tikachah.
So bitul understands that the two are linked. Bitul understands
so
that
I
two
would
are
say
linked.
The punishment is linked. Okay, I don't think that the Avera,
okay.
It's not mistaver to me that the Maisa Avera of Leisikachayim al abanim includes breaking the mother's wings.
According to Rashi or according to anybody?
According to anybody.
Okay, so let's
then
read
it. It could
let's
be a t'nai since it's Lavanita Klase.
Okay, so let's read the Ritva.
That's a t'nai in the right. Malkus.
Let's read the Ritva, because you'll show me how you read the Ritva then. Again, let's read these words of Ritva, and we'll read the Rabbeinu Meir that the Ritva quotes. Okay, let's read four lines of the Ritva, and tell me if you can work that out. Let's go over the second area where I put it in bold and underlined. Abba Bittel, I say, shenitak b'lo sasei, right? V'nitlo bo malkuso shelo sasei, right? That's a lot of nitak lasei. Migufo shelo sasehu. The bitl asei is migufo. It's part of the elements. It's part of the makeup of the lo sasehu chashiv. Lini hasra. Ki karo shelav, ikaro shelav ze, hakasuv tlo basei zelo malkus.
According to you, he should have said, "Amo bitl asei shenitak by leis asei, migufa shal leis asei, who chashiv linyan asrak yikre shalav hakasav toli basei." He adds twice lamalkus. I'm saying it's pashit. These extra words v'nitla by malkus say, and at the end, tolo basei zo lamalkus. That both times he's in two places the Ritva is saying the punishment.
Well, he's discussing the hasra. That's because he's discussing the hasra. Let's read two more lines. Vizeb bar, Rabbeinu Meir zal hosif od. Rabbeinu Meir said he could say more. The kaven shenita kakosav is halav basay, because the Torah put the lav of the asay, harein kechada milsa. It's one thing.
It's one lav?
One, I'll let you guys tell you every one. Uki'ilu halav hatcholos avera. It's as though the lav is the beginning, is part A of the avera. The asay gemar avera. And the asay is the second part of the avera. It's all one. Therefore, he says, therefore the Ritva holds. Right, you go and when you right, it's as though you're giving asra the shashchita, the kul chadavera. Therefore, he says back some and says you could give the asra at the time you take the mother. But I mean, again, you could try to teach it the other way. I mean, to me it seemed partial. But again, it could be the other way of teaching it. That they're saying that the makeup of the Avera, of do not take the Osikachem La'abonim, is Osikachem La'abonim when you are Mevatel Atzei B'Yadayim, of killing the mother. Osikachal Pe'asotcho, when you go ahead and you harvest the field, you're over the Avera, when you go ahead and you eat the dough, or you grind the wheat, whatever, according to whichever tani you want to go according to.
So according to the ritual, once you start, like once you're saying, like you're doing like parts of the lav, you're done. You know, according to the ritual, you don't need that gemira even.
Well, you do need, without the gemira, it's garnish. In other words, without the gemira, without the bitl asei b'yadayim, you haven't really done a complete avera. Like Rabbi Yaakov was saying about tshuva, what are you going to do about tshuva, right? And this also brings out the other point that asra could be while the avera is still going on. You know, it's still the avera is like been put into place by the lav, but it's the gemiras ha'avera, right? So again, we have three approaches on the table, maybe even four approaches on the table. The way you guys are learning Rashi, which I hear it, but it's just hard for me. It's hard to fit into the lashon Rashi that the avera is done, but the bitl asei b'yadayim is the chalos is for the way for the onshin to kick in, right? The way I thought Rashi should be read is that the elements of the avera, what you can do as far as the avera are done, the shame avera has been created, but the avera can't end until there's a bitl asei b'yadayim. The Ritva goes one step further. The Ritva says that the mitzvah and the avera are all part, the bitl asei b'yadayim is part of the avera, and the Rabbeinu Meir is even saying it's all one. There's an avera called anita, according to my knowledge, bitlo, there's an avera, it's anita glasei. What they really are, there are two parts. There are two part averas. There are averas part A, you do the isser, you take the eggs, and part B, you obstruct the mother's ability to fly away. You kill the mother, you clip the wings off, whatever it is. So those, I guess, are the four different ways of understanding bitl lo bitl.
What would happen if you did part B before you did part A?
Well, if you did part B, you're mekayem the mitzvah. Because if you went ahead and sent away the mother before you took the eggs, that's what you should do.
No, I'm saying if you clip the wings.
Clip the wings.
It's just Sar Bar L'chaim. I don't think there's anything else.
And then took the egg.
I don't know. It's a good question. Yep. All right. For Goyder? Okay. Fine. So the Vayter is to discuss what...
But I'm asking that this Rabbeinu Meir is much clearer statement that it's one... It's not a condition.
Oh, Rashi and Rabbeinu Meir for sure disagree. I don't think Rashi's saying Rabbeinu Meir is saying.
Right.
I think Rashi's saying that the lav is done. But the lav is done as far as what you can do in the lav. But the lav doesn't take hold, right? And you're right. Gabi l'chayim malchus until the bittul aseh is there. He's saying it's all now. That by the way, that gets back to explain the machlokas when the asro is done. Right. So according to Rashi, the asro has to be done before the lav because the bittul aseh b'yadayim is not part of the lav. It just allows the lav to take hold, or as you say, allow the malchus to take hold.
And only
according to the Ritva, that says it's all part of the lav. It makes sense why you could give asro by the bittul aseh b'yadayim.
The only thing when the Rabbeinu Meir is. Both times he uses ki. He doesn't say harin chada milsa, ve'elu hala. He says ki chada milsa.
Okay.
Like he's bothered by it a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? It's not. It's sort of like one, right. But there's still two.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Lamaisa, for example, the Rambam.
No, he's very clear. But I'm saying he could really not say ki chada if he.
Well, I'll give you a good afkamina. The Rambam, for example, counts in the 613 mitzvos. He counts one mitzvah not to take the emel abanim, also I say. Counts one mitzvah to send away. Would Reb Meir disagree with that? Probably not, right? He probably would say, but conceptually it's okay. That could be what he's trying to address. Okay, now, on the kima v'lokima that we discussed last week, so just a couple of points. Where should we start here? Oh. First point is, let's just discuss. Okay, these are the things that Reb Shlomo just discussed. He just wanted to, in light of Tezayin, just bring it back up on the table. Now that we have new information about Tezayin, that we discussed now in Bitul of a Bitul. Now, Kimo of a Kimo. How do we understand Kimo of a Kimo? So we saw Rashi. Rashi made it clear what Kimo of a Kimo is. Rashi says, let's say, now we could take other examples. Let's just say Shulchan, right? A mother, you went ahead, you took the eggs, right? So according to so then according to Rashi, according to mother's akimo akimo, what are we gonna do with this person? What's the deal? And you remember what we're gonna do? Right? We're gonna call the person into Beis Din, and we're gonna say, have a choice. Right? We saw you taking the eggs and did not send away the mother. There were Eidim Vasra, right? You're Chayim Malkus. What's it gonna be? Are you gonna go ahead now and send away the mother? Or are you gonna go ahead and you're gonna get Malkus? Right? And basically, he has a choice. He has to decide. He has to say, all right, I'm going to go outside right now and send away the mother. And if not, basically, we'll give him, I don't know how much time they're going to give him, but it's a quick process. Eventually, they're going to go ahead and they're going to give him Malchus. Maybe there's even an Inu Hadin. I'm not sure. I don't know. So maybe there's an Inu Hadin that you have to do it quickly. In other words, but he doesn't have much time. Right? Tosi even said, brought down a Rashi that said maybe it has to be Tolch de Dibor. It's got to be very, very soon after he does the Avera. That's one understanding of Kimo Vokimo. But the Rambam's clear. As we go through the Rambams in each case, we'll see clearly that the Rambam understands kimo v'lokimo does not mean that you have to do it right away, but the Rambam holds that you don't have to do it right away. Rambam holds kimo v'lokimo just means that if it is no longer possible for you to do the mitzvah, then you get malchus. So again, let's take the case of Shulach HaKan, right? You took the eggs, you didn't send away the mother. So we're not going to call you into Beis Din and say, You have a choice, get Malchus or send away the mother. What we're going to say is we're going to wait and see. If you send away the mother, you're never going to get Malchus. But as soon as the opportunity goes away, where you can no longer send away the mother, i.e. the mother dies, right? I.e. the mother flies away, I mean, whatever the opportunity, or somebody else comes and clips off the mother's wings, right? Then you lost your opportunity to be in the class 8, then we're going to give you Malchus, right? So bittul means you yourself have to go kill the bird, the mother bird. Kimo, according to these other Rishonim, is that not that you yourself had to go kill the bird, but as I think I was listening to the shir, the MP3 from last week's shir, I think Avi Zuckerbos one said, it's nisbatel, the opportunity was where it can no longer be done. Doesn't matter by who, can no longer be done, then you're going to get Malchus. Okay, so those are like the three different ways. Bittul is one corner, everybody agrees how that works. Within Kimo Kimo, there are two opinions how that works. And we're going to see that the Rambam's opinion is clearly the latter. That it's going to be. Kimo Kimo means once it can no longer be done. Not like Rashi, we call you in, but no, it's no longer be done. In source 5, we don't have to read in Sari now, but the Magen Mishnah, in source 5, it says that's the Rambam Shita. Okay. And then the other aspect, once again, this came up last week in the Chabura, so I just wanted to show or advise that basically says this. Is that the Rambam seems to paskin, as Rishon pointed out, like the way the Ramban learned the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says kimo v'lokimo. Okay, so now what about Asra Safik? There seems to be different. The Rambam seems to express himself differently when it comes to Asra Safik. Okay? So in some places he seems to say Asura Safik is a problem. It's not good. In other places he seems to say Asura Safik is good. How do we resolve it? So what we ended up saying, so did you Miyashi have that problem?
No.
Okay. So again, the Chabur ended up saying, I just want to say the Radbaz says it. I couldn't remember what other suggestion I think, but the Radbaz seems to say that there are two types of Asura Safik. There's one Asura Safik if you're going to be over the Avera altogether. Okay? That the Rambam says Asura Safik is Loshma Asura. For example, the Rambam Paskins, let's say a person says, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread by 5 o'clock tonight. Guy gets up in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, there's a loaf of bread. He says, I take a shvuah, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread by 5 o'clock today. The Rambam says that's Asura Safik. Okay? Now, why is that Asura Safik? Because we'll explain, Rashi and Shuas explains the technicalities about this, but basically, you can never give this guy Hasra, where you for sure, within the time of the Hasra, he's for sure going to be over the Avera, and be over the Avera. That's Hasra Safik, the Rambam says is not Hasra. The second type of Hasra Safik is not that he's not going to be over the Avera. The Hasra is that he's for sure going to be over the Avera. But the Hasra Safik is we don't know if he's going to be Chayim Malkus or not. So let's say you go over, we'll see a case like this, let's say you go over and you say to a guy, you realize that if you take the eggs and you don't send away the mother, you're going to be Chayim Malkus. Right? And he goes ahead and takes away the eggs, right? And doesn't say send away the mother. And then the mother died, right? The Rambam says he got Malkus. Ah, Asura Safik. There was no Asura Safik. There was Asura's the Asura was Vade who's going to be over in the Avera. The Safik just was, is he going to be Chayim Malkus? Why is there something Chayim Malkus? Because maybe he'll take the eggs, right? And then maybe he'll go ahead and send away the mother afterwards. So that's the Lavin Yitzhak Laseh. You hear the chiluk between the two? Right? One's Asura on a Safik on, is he going to be over the Avera or not? And that the Rambam says is not Asura. And the other is Asura Safik, is he going to be Chayim Malkus or not? And that the Rambam says Asura Safik is Asura. Okay? So I just want to show you the Radbaz says this. The Radbaz, if you look in Source 6, we're going to see the case inside about Matnas Aniyim later, but this is the case of Matnas Aniyim. The guy's about to harvest the field and not leave any payah. So isn't it Asura Safik? Right? So look in what I have underlined here in Source 6. The Radbaz says, the Yesh Lomar, the Mod Rabbi Yochanan Bahasura Kazu. Rabbi Yochanan is Mod with this type of Asura. Shahare Vade Over Ba'osa Shah Alav. He's for sure over in the Avera. In other words, the Ram passing his Kimo Lokimo. So Kimo Lokimo means you're over in the Avera the instant you harvested the whole field. Bahasafik Eino Elam Yilkelo. The Safik is only whether you get Malchus or not. Okay? So that I think is the way they're advised. I saw the Rav in his Sfarim and Shurim and Shavuos basically said a very similar idea. That's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with two types of Asura Safik. Asura Safik Agabe the Lav, and there the Ram will pass in Loshma Asura. But if it's definitive, the guy's going over in the Lav, and the Asura is only Agabe the Onesh, then we're going to say Asura Safik Shma Asura. Okay. So now let's move on. And this is what I thought would just be a good way to summarize. Hopefully we just go through each case. Right? You know, in the Gemara we had, over the last 2 weeks we discussed 9 different Averas. We discussed Nichnas L'Mikdash Betuma. Right? That's where we got started, because the Mishnah says, Yechayim Malkus, we go into Mikdash Tomei. We had the case of Anus, if you're Megarish or Anusa, right? You get Malkus. In this case of Shvuah. Right, if you take a shvuah, that's the case we said before. Am I going to eat this kikar today? We have the shvuah hakan case. We have the gezel case. We have the mashkon case. We have the peah case and the noser case. So I just thought maybe together we could just run through each case, and I'm hoping by going through each case we'll see a couple of different nuanced ideas that got to be lav shniyut klase. So the first one is about nichnas al mikdash betuma. Okay, so at the end of the day, it's a little hard to understand exactly. Why you chayim malchus for nichnas l'mikdash betuma? So if we look in the Ritva offered 3 answers. Reb Shlomo, I think, touched on this also in the Ramban last week. So let's just chazi these 3 very quickly. The first, if you look in source 7, the first is the Baal Amor. The Raz HaLevi tirates the shiny masnisen, the chiyuv karesu, the chomer, the lo dami olav the chasim el untuki lasei. He says, you know what? And we remember the line. The Rabbinu Rachmanu LaMalchus Mil Eini LeInecha. Okay? So here's a very important thing. The Ritva says that there are two types of being chayev malchus for averas. One is for a regular avera, like labda chasimah. If a person is chosein in par b'disho, he doesn't get karis, he just gets regular malchus. And then there are chayevi malchus that you get through karis. And the Ritva's mechadesh, the Balmar's mechadesh, that the only time we're going to say nitak la'asei is when we're talking about a lav that you're not chayev karis for. That's when you're going to get...
Because there isn't one. Because it doesn't say if you eat on Yom Kippur that you should
But the Mikdash case could be a great example. You come in and you leave. You come in and they send you... If you eat Nitzach say you leave. Shalchum and Achana. So he understands that Bir Mikdash would be a candidate for it. He understands that Bir Mikdash would be a candidate for Lav and Nitzach
L'Asei. The Asei there is to listen to when they tell you to get out.
He says, you go when they tell you to go out. Yeah. And that's how he understands it. And he says, but it's not, because Lav Hanita Kosei does not apply when it comes to Chiyuvi Karis. That's a very big Chiddush, right? Very big Chiddush. Okay. The second answer is Tosus. Actually, Tosus Barabs was Docha, the second answer. But
going to the Mikdash of Chiyuvi Karis?
What? Yes.
Yes.
And what was the whole Sugya of the Gemara on the wealth? The love should come to Yosei. The proof was from the Mikdash. What was the whole proof from the Mikdash? Okay, so the Mikdash is
Karas. Yeah, maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't subscribe to this chiluk. It was Rabbi Yochanan. It was the Tanya Ukroi, right? Who was the one who brought?
Ksivatina.
Who said Ksivatina? Rav. So maybe Rav doesn't. Rava. Maybe Rava doesn't agree with this. See, actually, the Ritva, except for the first answer, tries to show where Rabbi Yochanan and Rava differ. It's a good point, but it could be Rava does not agree with this answer. It could be Rava. Would say no. It doesn't make a difference if the lav is a lav of karis or regular lav. You're good either way. All right? But I just thought it was fascinating. It's a very big yisod. Also trying to understand what lav and yitak laseh is all about, which hopefully we'll get to at the end. Now, the second answer, Ritva says, Tosa says, that really the reason why coming to the mikdash is not a lav and yitak laseh, once again, it should be a lav and yitak laseh, but he says, if you look inside Tirtzu Inu Sabri, the masnisin lav mishum de kadmu laseh, not because kadmu laseh, El Mishum Deika Trey Lavin. There are two averas associated with coming to the Mikdash. Leitamu Vel Mikdash L'Savo. So when do we say Lavin Yitak L'Asei? We say it's like when we say Lavin Yitak L'Asei, when there's one Lav and one Asei. But when there are two Lavin and one Asei, we're not going to say Lavin Yitak L'Asei. Okay, that's the second answer of the Ritva. And the third answer of the Ritva is, I think, the Psalm brought down from the Ramban last week. And he said, if you see, we have an underline under three. Mishum de'ena esse haba achar kiris alav misaken klum. The whole purpose of alav enitak laseh is to fix what you did wrong. So by mikdash, by berisov ki mashen nitma mikdash kvar b'knisoso shalmon nisbo klum afreb zhul achar gan. You've stopped the bleeding. In other words, a guy walks in the base of mikdash tameh, you're metam of the mikdash. You send them out, that's not going to retroactively undo the tumah that caused the mikdash. He may not continue, he may stop the bleeding, but as opposed to, we keep going two lines down by Ones, Ava Ba'ones Shigireish Tikun Yesh Ba'asei, you've rectified the situation, L'chazara, L'hoyo Ma'asov, Ukshin Estalik Bizyona Del Mafreya. Right? It's very fascinating to me that the Ritva uses the word, he's like giving me like time of the mitzvah.
Time of the
Krah. He's saying, when you divorce your Anusa, you're being Mavaz of the woman. So you go and you take her back, right? That's the most beautiful way. That's the story of the Rashash. Who recently told the story of Rashash? Remember the story of Rashash? He was a Dayan. He was a rub in town. And he was a very wealthy guy, old Rashash. And basically, he suspected that somebody stole money from him. He loaned somebody money, and then he thought the guy didn't pay him back, and he took the guy to Beis Din, and he won in Beis Din, and then the guy who was a tailor, he lost his whole parnas, had to leave town, everybody thought he was a liar. And then a few years later, Rashash opened up one of his farm and saw the money was there. He had forgotten that the guy had come and paid him back. So how's the Rashash going to do tshuva for this? Yes. So he went to the tailor and said, I have a son, or whatever it was, you have a son, whatever it was, and he made a shit up. And that's how he did a tikkun for the bizayon. So this is the same idea, right? You're megarish the woman, and then you come back and you bring it back. You take away the bizayon. So there's a huge difference between mikdash and bizayon. So I just thought that this ritva is so important by Bias Mikdash, because he entertains, or he wants to say that really this could very well be lav anita glase, in theory, But it's not for one of three reasons. Either it's Isser Kares, and we don't say Lavinita Klaase B'Isser Kares, or because it's too Lavin, we don't say Lavinita Klaase, we don't say Lavinita Klaase, or three, Lavinita Klaase has to accomplish, has to rectify the situation. Here you're not rectifying the situation. Okay, so that's the first one of the cases. The next is, they're going to go quicker, don't worry. If anyone have a watch, I guess. Yeah. I don't want to keep you guys too long.
48.
Oh, so okay. Let's move quickly through. The next is Anusa. So here the Rambam says that in source 8, the Rambam says, Lo yuchal sholcha came in shekad mo'asei, lo silisha nitku la'asei. Rambam says, in the case of nitku la'asei, and then says, when this again, where you see the Rambam saying beforeish, that the idea of lavinita klasei means if the mitzvah was not niska, not like Rashi, we get malchus right away if you don't do the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah can no longer be done, if the mitzvah was nisbato, okay. So that was that case.
Again, I would point out, he said Shane like an elam came. He's not saying he didn't do the aveira. He's just saying,
well, we'll keep it. Yeah. Right. 100%. Right. Okay, we turn the page, now let's move on to Shvua. Okay, we'll try to go quicker. Shvua was the case of Shvua Kikazu, you do not get Malkus. And here's where the Rambam says, in Halacha Beis, if you look in Source 9 Halacha Beis, here's where the Rambam, Shlomo read this Rambam last week, the Nimtzuk Shemasrim Bo Be'eshin Nishra Asra Safek, Shein Lokin Alea. This Asra Safek, this is the Radbaz model fits in beautifully here. Why is this Asra Safek? Because when you give the guy a straw, you don't even know if the Aveira is going to be done. And when we don't know if the Aveira is going to be done, that's when the Rambam says the straw is something. Now, the next words I put in brackets and bold and everything, and this, Elam Kenayel, Lav Shabom Befurish Batorah, Kamoshi Yisbar B'Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam never writes those words in Hilchos Sanhedrin, by the way. And many take out those words. The Gra takes out those words from the Rambam. So it's interesting words. Okay? So that's just to keep that in mind. Okay, good. Let's move on to Shchita, right? Shul HaKan. Yochah Shchita is where he brings Shul HaKan. Once again, we see, if you look in Halacha Dalet, right, you do not get Malkus. V'meisa kodem ozeh, if it died, or Baruch HaVa'avda, then Lokesh or Elkim Esesh Shabbat. Once again, this is the Rambam's idea of Kim Lokimo, that it means the Avera can no longer be done, no matter who's responsible for it. Okay?
The Avera can be done?
The mitzvah can only be done. So I said Avera, I meant mitzvah, I'm sorry. And here's the Magen Mishnah brings down this idea once again that the Rambam disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam's understanding of Kino Kimo is not that you have a choice on the spot in Beis Din, but until the Chiyum Malkus does not kick in till the mitzvah can no longer be done. Okay. And once again, here's the Radbaz. Look in the Radbaz, source 14. The Radbaz says, it's Kain Asura Safek. He says, no, because since the last before the Torah, and you were master b'shash over the lab, you're low, okay? Okay. So by mashkelon, very similar, so we don't have to take the time to go through that right now. Matnas Aniyim, very similar, but then here's the Radbaz, where the Radbaz says that when it comes to Hasra, about the Avera, that's Hasra Safek that we'll accept. In other words, as long as you're for sure going to be over the Avera, whether you're Chayim Malkus or not, that's Hasra Safek that the Rambam is okay with. Now, let's spend the next few minutes just going through the Rambam's and Psula Mikdashim. The Psula, this is where Rabbi Yaakov started off, actually, the Maseches Makos, on Yashir and Daf Gimel, you brought down this Rambam, that there's a difficulty in the Rambam. The Rambam says, by Isra Noser, what's Isra Noser? You bring a carbon, it's carbon pesach, carbon told, any carbon, you bring over, and you have to eat the meat. And if you leave over the meat until the time of the meat, then it becomes noser, and then you're over an issur d'oraisa, right? So the Rambam says, source 18, also hosin rebasar kachim l'achers manachi l'asam, shenar recalled him tov lo sasir menu aboker. Well, it didn't shar kachim v'amoser, right? So you're over an issur d'oraisa if you leave it over. V'amoser enu loke, shrei nitka akasla v'ase. Okay, shenar v'noser menu aboker reishis rofu.
I mean, he doesn't say
that it's Lav. So that was the question that you, right? Why doesn't he say Lav Shem B'Maistah? The question to me has more strength, but we're probably not going to get into it now. But when it comes to the Emurim and Karn Pesach, he says Lav Shem B'Maistah, not here. But let's actually leave that. I want to resolve two questions. The question is, why doesn't he say Lav Shem? I have really two questions here. Why doesn't he say Lav Shem B'Maistah? Right? Again, no sir could be one of two things. Noser could be either there's no action involved, or Noser could be it's a lav benita klasei. Okay, so why does he choose lav benita klasei and lav shemo maisa? Also, how come here he doesn't say, by all the other cases, again, by Shulcha Khan, what does he say? He says you don't get malchus unless the bird died. By the Grusha, by the Anusa, you don't get malchus until the woman dies, right? By the Peah, you don't get malchus until something happens to the Peah. Each Mashka, you don't get malchus until it's burned. How come here he doesn't say you don't get malchus unless a dog came and ran off with the meat? Because if a dog comes and ran off with the meat, you can no longer burn it. If you no longer burn it, why didn't he say that here? Okay, that's one question. That's the second question.
It's less of a tikkun here than some of the other cases. I don't know if
the that's... burn it?
Yeah, it's a little bit... You know, you're not in the other case. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I...
But, okay, so this answer, I just want to suggest an answer. I think there might be a very partial answer. That here's a... This is Asra Suffolk. It's like the case of not eating the... If a person says, I'm taking a shroom, I'm going to eat the kikker today, but the loaf of bread at 6 o'clock. Gemara says, and Rashi explains, you can never give the guy Asra. Because you can never talk to the dibur and know he's going to do it. Even a second before Shkiyas Lachama, Rashi says, people don't know how to be the tzamtzim. We don't know how to know exactly... When 6 o'clock is going to be,
before
right?
So
the mele, it's right, exactly. The mele, it's a straw suffix. Here also it's a straw suffix. You can't, right? That's why he can't say that you're going to get malchus if when you can't come over to the guy and say if you don't finish his nose, sir, you're going to get malchus. It's a straw suffix. Maybe he'll never be over in the lav. Okay. So I think that's a partial answer why here is the only place he doesn't stipulate unless a dog comes and eats you're going to get malchus. Here you're never going to be able to get malchus because of the simple reason of a straw suffix.
Does that sort of suffix also imply has suffix of malchus? Because if you're not sure about...
No, that's what we're saying. There are two asras. One is on the avera itself, and one's on the malchus. The Rambam says that suffix of malchus is okay, but suffix of gabi the lab is not okay. And here, it's a suffix of gabi the lab. That's what I think could be the pshat. Why here he doesn't stipulate. Now, gabi, why he doesn't say lab in itzko lase? So there are really three answers. The Kesem Mishnah says that really he could have, but he's Larabusa, right? And I thought maybe you could just add on to that, that
Lav Shein by Maisa is much more kol than a Lav Anita Klas A, because Lav Shein by Maisa, you can't do anything later either that's going to make you get Malchus. But a Lav Anita Klas A, if you're Mavakal Lasei Biadayim, you will get Malchus.
Right. But right? By this case, you'll never get Malchus. Because
therefore, by being nicer, right? Mm-hmm. He should have said lav shein by maisa, because if you leave it over and then you feed it to a dog, right?
It's asra safik though. It can never. There's always be asra safik by. That's what I'm trying. That's what I think. I'm thinking there would always be asra safik by no sir.
Because when's that?
He really could have said asra safik. He really could have said that you can't get malchus because it's asra safik. I'm thinking just like by the sheochel kikar zu.
But he's not saying that.
He's not right. Right.
But lav shein by maisa is more tell. In other words, there's nothing you could do. You did a lav shein by maisa.
Right.
You don't get malchus for it. No matter what you do now,
right?
You're still, I think, in a lav anita klasei, whether you hold kima or bitla, you
right.
could do something afterwards to make yourself get malchus for a...
Right. Yeah. No, here, so you're still saying it should have been lav shein by maisa.
Because that's more
right.
a
yeah.
complete...
Right. Now the Kesem Mishnah Ein Hachanami could have said it, right? And you're saying, but should have said it. Now I want to make two suggestions. One suggestion is that Lav Shein Umayis at the end of the day is a Machlokas Tanayim. Lav Anita Klasei, I don't believe is a Machlokas Tanayim. There are certain cases where they discuss, Shulchan Khan, there's a Machlokas, is that a Lav Anita Klasei or not? But I think everybody agrees with the principle that Lav Anita Klasei ain't Lokan Lav. So maybe the Rambam wanted just to be universal. That's maybe Baal Batish. I mean, there's one other possible suggestion I want to make, and this is actually, I happen to be learning Yuma now, and I came across this Gemara this week. So I just want to say, maybe a Chaya. The Gemara in Source 24, we'll end in 2 minutes, just want to make this one point, which I just think is so interesting anyhow to try to figure out these different questions here. We're talking about when a person does smicha and vidu on a carbon. So the Gemara says in 24, if you just look in the Gemara talks about where the animal stands, Ketzat Tzomech, Hazevach, second line, Hazevach, Omi Batzafo, and the animal itself, etc. Now, when you actually yado, ben shtei karnes, Zodiach, Ubabach, Shafayim, Yadach, Tzitzah, and then, and the third line here, Source 24. Al chatas om chatas. If he was mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, he does vidu achatas. Al osham om an osham. If he was nishba b'shuas b'kadin shivcha harufa, he's misvad osham. Al ola, what is ola for? So avon leket shichu peya. Keep reading. Rabbi Akiva omer ein ola ba el al asay. Meaning, if a person was a mevatel asay, a person is in here shofar, a person is eating matzah, the al los asay shenita klasay. And he's misvade on a losa saying takazay. According to Rabbi Akiva, right, these are the two times that olas work. Olas work where you can do vidoy. If you're mevatel misus asay, and if you're mevatel alav hanitak lasay. So you went ahead and you sent away the mother, right, and you did not do the asay to make up for it. You did not, and the mother, and the birth, you sent, I mean, you took the eggs, right? You took away the eggs, and then the mother died. You would come and do vidoy then. So Tosus asks, look at Tosus. Tosus asks, "Amai loyadana amai?" This is source 25. Loyadana amai loka chashiv kolabi de loka lai. Why don't we? Why do we only say labi nita klasei? You do vidui for it would work. What about other things? So lav shibacholos, which I wish we had time. We didn't. But hopefully we'll get that. We'll discuss that down the road. The lav shem b'maisa. Because how come there's no vidui? If a guy was over in a lav shem b'maisa, how come there's no vidui for that? That's Tosus kasha. So Tosus answers venerally, midichsev venirtzalo. It says venirtzal chaperol of mashmas sheishol takana veritzu makom acher. Seems like you have a takana, you have a way of fixing the mitzvah, the avera, in a different way, alternative way of fixing it. That's when Ola is going to happen for. V'hainu ase should be yado l'sakin l'asa sukkah v'tfilin v'kiyotzeben. Vim avar yomi yomayim ola mechaber. So you're supposed to put into a mitzvah, you didn't do it, so Ola's mechaper. So too, in other words, so to a certain extent, what Tos is saying, I believe, is that lav anita klase is more of a chomer d'kavera, right? Than lav shibacholos and lav shem b'maisa. Okay, so it could be what the Rambam is trying to say is, it's not only a lav shem b'maisa, it's also a lav anita klase, and there could be the real nafkuminas halachas. In other words, if he would have just said lav shem, a guy left over no sir, and didn't, right, and didn't burn it afterwards. If it was just lav shem b'maisa, there would be no ola. But if it's a lav anita klase, then there's an opportunity to bring a carbon ola, or the chiyuv to bring a carbon ola. However you want to look at it. So there are nafkuminas halachas whether something's a lav shem b'maisa or a lav anita klase.